There's a machlokas in the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. V'achulas habasa b'layla hazeh, how long one has to eat the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says adalos hashachar, until dawn. And Rabbi, the Gemara discusses, it's not only limited to Karban Pesach, but it applies to matzah as well. That according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we have to eat the matzah, the afikomen, by chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, we have until dawn. So that's what we try to do. We try to finish the afikomen by chatzos to follow. That's the way the Rush paskins. And therefore, we try to finish the Zohar. One should try to be careful to finish the afikomen by chatzos. There's the famous Avnei Nezer, famous Tanai stipulation of the Avnei Nezer. He says, what happens if someone is running late? And you're not going to have time to eat the afikomen. You're still in the middle of the meal, the beginning of the meal. So he says you should eat the afikomen before chatzos. It's right before chatzos. Eat the afikomen and then continue your meal after chatzos. How does that help? The Mishnah says that Eim Aftir Nachar HaPesach Afikomen. We know you have to keep Tam Matzah B'Piv. So how does it help you if you eat the Afikomen and eat the meal after? Well, it's good for the Afikomen, but it doesn't help you with the other problem. So the Avnei Nezer, quoting, I believe, in the Baal Hamor, or some other Rishonim, that how long does this Isser apply? Does that mean I can't eat the rest of Pesach? I can't eat the rest of the Chol HaMoed? Like, what does it mean, I can't eat? So the Baal Hamor writes, the Isser of keeping the Tam Matzah only applies as long as the Mitzvah applies. Once the Mitzvah of Afikomen of Matzah is finished, then the Isser no longer applies. So he says, so therefore, if you're in the middle of the meal, you eat the afikomen, so you guess you wait till after chatzos. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's it. There's no isser of eating anymore because you can no longer do the mitzvah of matzah. You continue with your meal, and then you make a tanai when you eat the afikomen. This is the afikomen according to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, you have the afikomen before chatzos, fulfilling Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yeshita. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you could have the chatzos, you could have the afikomen later on after chatzos. The only issue, well, it's not the only issue, but what's the Avnei Nezer working with? The assumption is, according to Rabbi Akiva, one could eat the afikomen until chatzos, until alos, which isn't that simple. It is simple, it's clearly not a din d'oraisa. The machlokas in the Rishonim, it tends to be a steer in the rush, whether according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an issur d'rabbanan to eat the afikomen after chatzos. It's a gzeira, because we know it seems to be a steer of the rush in Pesachim and the rush in Brachas, because we know there's a whole discussion, the first Mishnah in Kriyashma, about Kriya Shema, Chatzos Kedei Harkagas Adam Min Aveira. There's a Reino Yonah, even Min HaTorah, you're not Yotze. But, and that's what we discussed by the Mitzvah of Sukkah, maybe if you ate with the table outside, well, Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Kol Yemei Chayecha. So, they point out that it's a shaila within Rabbi Akiva if there's a issur, whether they made a hacharka by afikomen or not. So obviously Rabbi Avnei Nezer is assuming no. That even according to Rabbi Akiva, even midrabanan, one is permitted to eat the afikomen after chatzos. That's just, so it's this different child in the Rishonim, but that's the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. If one is running late, that's what one could do. They could go ahead and eat the afikomen, then wait after chatzos, continue your meal, And then eat afikomen and have in mind for Rabbi Akiva. So the FII, what about eating after the first afikomen? So the Isser only applies bismat ha-mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the mitzvah is over chatzos, so therefore there's no problem of eating. According to Rabbi Akiva, you didn't eat the afikomen yet. You're only eating the afikomen after the meal is over.